Former Anchorage Daily News reporter Peter Porco's new play, Windblown and Dripping, premieres tonight in Anchorage at Cyrano's Playhouse. The play focuses on mystery writer Dashiell Hammett's work as an editor of a soldier's newspaper in the Aleutians during World War II. Hammett brings black soldiers on staff at the paper, creating controversy over segregation. The production is Porco's first full-length stage play. He says at first he approached the work as a reporter, but quickly learned he had to write small when condensing racism, corruption, and World War II onto a small stage.
I wrote it very, very, very big, that first draft. I had 14 characters, 12 men, 2 women, 13 separate scenes, a half a dozen sets. I mean, could you imagine changing sets? I mean, one of the very first things my director told me after after we had the parlor reading of the play, he says, you know, you're calling for a New York City, a Greenwich Village apartment, and then also this ADAC Army Air Base newsroom. I mean, what do you think we're going to do, bring a big couch in and off the stage? You can't do that at Cyrano. So that was the whole issue, was to writing it down small. So I ended up with 5 characters, a single set, and only 2 scene changes, scene breaks, you might call them, including the intermission. So it's very now single focus, centrally located, one place set, and pretty tight.
Well, without giving away too much, can you describe where you pick up Hammett's story?
I pick it up at the moment at which he decides to hire a black illustrator, an African-American. Hammett, in the real Dashiell Hammett, he edited the newspaper called The Adakian. He created it and edited it there on ADAC as a morale booster. He was given the permission by the commanding officer, who was a mystery fan. And he had freedom to choose the staff. He chose 10 people, among them were 2 black people. One is an illustrator, and who became famous, by the way, later on. And the other was hired as a printer. And he took the first steps, or among the very first steps, to actually integrate the armed forces, because these 2 black individuals lived with the white troops. So they lived and worked as a unit. And so in real life, there seemed to have been no repercussions to that. But in my play, there are repercussions. So that sort of is the beginning of the plot line of the play, in which he hires a black illustrator. And the paper was popular as a whole anyway. I mean, it was a pretty interesting little newspaper, 4 pages, legal size, and mimeographed up to 6,000 copies a day at one point. So anyway, that's where we pick up his story. And of course, his story, Dashiell Hammett got out to the Aleutians after he had become famous, after he had done most of his writing, all of his writing, really. All his mystery novels and stories, they've all been published. He's been a well-known Hollywood celebrity, screenwriter, a screen doctor, or screenplay doctor for many years. But when World War II came along, he wanted to enlist, and he enlisted at 48 years old.
What, in your research, were you able to kind of discover why he felt so strongly about wanting to join up here? He had a life that he probably could have had a fairly easy time, and especially at 48 years old, it seems remarkable that he would want to trade Hollywood for battles in World War II.
Well, I don't think he liked Hollywood that much. I mean, he certainly took advantage of it in a lot of ways, and that included the availability of women. He was a famous man and quite elegant and charming. He spent a lot of money. He just went through money like water. He just, there was a friend of his, a screenwriter friend, who said that Hammett lived as if he didn't expect to live past Thursday. By the time the war had started, Hammett already had a political career, as a political activist. He was a strong anti-fascist. He was very, very strong and far on the left. He was, if not a member of the Communist Party in America, he certainly did a lot of work for them. And so by the time the war came, or rather, I should say, by the time America entered the war, then he felt that he had to go in and, you know, put his principles into action. And he even apparently wanted to go to combat, but I don't think that was a realistic hope. But I also think, I mean, my speculation is that he just got tired of living the life he was living. And this was a chance in some way, I think, to redeem himself.
Peter Porco's new play, Windblown and Dripping, premieres tonight in Anchorage at Cyrano's.